This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Suspected al-Qaeda gunmen killed five South Yemen separatists in Abyan province on Monday in the terror group's biggest attack in the region for months, according to a security official. The official told the French news agency that the five separatists were killed at dawn on the outskirts of Lodar City. He said, speaking on condition of anonymity, that the attackers are believed to be from al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has yet to issue any statements on the attack. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has thrived in the chaos of Yemen's civil war between an internationally recognized government that's supported by a Saudi-led coalition and the Iran-backed Shiite Houthi rebels. The United States, which considers al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula the terror group's most dangerous branch, has carried out a campaign of drone strikes against its leaders for the past two decades. Monday's attack was the biggest in southern Yemen since August. Brexit trade talks hang in the balance today as Britain and the European Union make a last-ditch attempt to bridge their differences and reach a deal that would avoid Britain's disorderly exit from the European Union on December 31st. Talks are taking place in Brussels today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen reviewed the situation on Monday evening by phone. Britain formally left the EU on January 31st, but it's been in a transition period since then, under which rules on trade, travel, and business remain unchanged. For weeks, the two sides have been haggling so far without a result over fishing rights in British waters, ensuring fair competition for companies and ways to solve future disputes. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Polls opened on Monday in Ghana's elections, in which President Nana Akufo-Addo and his main rival, former President John Mahama, are each offering plans to help the economy rebound from its first quarterly contraction in nearly 40 years. Eyes are on the West African economic powerhouse to see if it can maintain its standing as a bastion of democracy in an unstable region. The relative stability in Ghana contrasts with that of its West African neighbors Guinea and Ivory Coast, which have both seen deadly unrest this year. There are 12 presidential candidates, but most voters are likely to choose between Akufo-Addo and his new Patriotic Party and Mahama's National Democratic Congress. Those two parties have alternated in power since 1992. Voters are also choosing members of parliament. Venezuela's electoral authority said early on Monday that 67.6% of 5.2 million votes were for pro-Maduro candidates during a parliamentary election held on Sunday. And, of course, that's Nicolas Maduro. The main opposition coalition, led by the U.S.-backed Juan Guaido, boycotted the vote, calling it a fraud. The president of the Electoral Board said on state television that 31% of eligible voters participated in the ballot. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has denounced the polls as, quote, a fraud and a sham, and said they were engineered by Nicolas Maduro, the current president. Hong Kong police say they've arrested eight people, including three on suspicion of violating a national security law over a protest at a university last month. It's the latest development in the government's crackdown on pro-democracy activists. In recent weeks, Hong Kong has dismissed opposition lawmakers, jailed high-profile activists, and denied bail to media tycoon Jimmy Lai, an ardent critic of Beijing who owns the anti-government tabloid Apple Daily. Police said they arrested eight males between the ages of 16 and 34 for illegal assembly at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. Three of them, who were not students at the university, were also arrested on suspicion of inciting secession. Reuters is reporting the United States is preparing to impose sanctions on at least a dozen Chinese officials over their alleged role in Beijing's disqualification of elected opposition legislators in Hong Kong. The move is expected to target officials from the Chinese Communist Party as President Trump's administration keeps up pressure on Beijing in his final weeks in office. China's foreign ministry has replied to the report, saying if it is true, quote, we firmly oppose and strongly condemn U.S. interference. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.